one of them. Most of all, we thank God for what we felt in our hearts. In the book of Romans, in the 8th chapter, is where we'll be reading from this morning. If you want to turn there. And as Jim is using this altar this morning, we invite any of you, anytime God moves in your heart, that you could just come and call upon Him. And it goes right with the word that we want to share with you today and the message that's upon our heart. Don't know if we've ever preached from this in the way that we are today, but this is what's upon our heart. So you pray for just a few minutes of time while we try to give to you what the Lord has given to us this week. If you found it and like to stand for the reading of God's Word, book of Romans, the 8th chapter, and go with us down, if you would, to verse 14 is where we'll start reading through verse 18 today. He says in verse 14, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage, again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." Amen? "And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may also be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present life, or this present time, are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." And stop reading there with verse 18. You can be seated in the house of the Lord. Taken for a thought this morning from the 15th verse, where he says that we have not received the spirit of bondage again, but we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. And certainly we appreciate all the fathers that we have in the house this morning. And we appreciate the memories for those of you whose fathers have already gone on to be with the Lord. We thank God for the memories that we have of them in our lives. And I ask this, and then I'll move into our message this morning. But I think, and I started this morning to say that, you know, in our text, that our fathers are the best. I don't know of anybody that had anybody better fathers than what we've got today. Some of your father's already gone on, and you say, well, you really didn't know our father. But you can see a lot of your father in you. Amen? And this will go right with the message this morning, because their lives shape our lives. And if you've got a good father, you ought to thank God for it. And if you've got a Christian father today, you ought to be able to tear the house down with rejoicing. And if your father has already gone on to be at the Lord, and you know that he is with the Lord, folks, that is a wonderful, wonderful thing to have in your heart and in your life. But this Bible verse this morning teaches us that we are not the children of bondage, but we have been set free because we have been adopted into God's great big plan of salvation. And I don't want to preach about adoption. I don't want to preach about all the things that goes into that, because I want to preach about this when he said you could cry, Abba, Father. The Bible teaches us that not everybody can cry, Abba, Father. Not everybody knows the Lord as you and I know Him this morning. But we have to have a personal relationship with God in order to call Abba, Father. You know what that means in the Greek? It's a call for Dad. Anybody ever called upon Dad? I thought about times when we didn't understand things, when we needed some direction. And sometimes we would just call Dad and tell him what was going on. We'd ask him for direction. Maybe it was something that was going on in our life. Maybe it was something that we was working on. Maybe it's just something we was trying to figure out. Anybody ever called Dad for help? And it gives us a better understanding, because we draw upon Dad's experiences. But the Bible teaches us, even going back to when Christ was here, that when somebody calls upon the Lord as Abba, Father, not just anybody could use that term. You had to be a child whose both parents were Jews. You had to be a child that was, or a proselyte that come into the covenant. If your mother was a slave, you could not call the father Abba Father. You could not call him Dad, because you was as a child, you was as a slave. But when Christ, you remember when Christ was about to be crucified, and he knew that his time was coming to be crucified, I should say, and he went to the garden. The Bible says in the book of Mark that he went there and he prayed and he called upon his Father, and his prayer started like this: Abba, Father. In other words, Dad, I need some help. And I believe that every one of us that know the Lord is our Savior, there's been times, Ruby, we've had to go to the garden and we've had to cry, Abba, Father. Or, Dad, I need some help. I've got a problem that's too big for me to bear. And that's what Jesus was praying, because listen to that, his rest of his prayer. And this is the confidence that I have in my Father this morning. He said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Does anybody serve that same God? Does anybody have that same Dad this morning? That nothing is impossible for my Dad to take care of. Scott, when I was growing up, I thought my Dad was the best at everything he did. Dad was a welder by trade, and sometimes when he couldn't find work, I couldn't understand it, because I knew he was the best welder that was out in the world. And you and I today that look at our fathers as we grow up and we grow older and wiser, we realize that every one of the fathers, every one of us today, even as fathers this morning, we're not perfect. There's a lot of things that we could have done better. But Brother Ivan, as we said on Mother's Day, children did not come with an instructional book. They did not do that. But then this morning as we was driving to church, I thought, but they did. Because the Lord gave us His book. You want to know how to raise a child? This is the way to do it. You want to know how to live a life? This is the way to do it. You want to understand that when things are bigger than you and you don't know where to go, there's a place that you can go and call upon the Father. But the Bible teaches us also over in the book of Galatians, and I'll preach in a few minutes if it be the Lord's will, but the Bible teaches us in the book of Galatians that until we come to the age of accountability, that we cannot call upon Him as Abba Father, because we are still under the spirit of bondage by the law. And listen at this. In the fourth chapter of the book of Galatians, starting at verse 1, he says that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. See, as long as they're a child, they're no different than a servant, even though they be Lord over all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed by the Father. Even so, and this is all of us today, we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. The law kept us. We were under the law till we come to the knowledge of right and wrong. But the Bible teaches us that the law could not save anybody. Aren't you glad that we're not under the law this morning? But we've been delivered. And you say, but how was you delivered? In the fourth verse, it says it like this: but when the fullness of time came, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. See, you that are lost this morning, you cannot call upon Him as your Father. But yet, when the Spirit moves, you can call upon Him and say, Lord, I need help. I need help. And He says, but we that are sons, He said, but because you are sons, God has sent forth His Spirit into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father, wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Every one of us that are children this morning, and you know that you're a child of God. Folks, we ought to rejoice in knowing that we are no more a servant, but we are children of God and heirs of God through Christ. Every one of us has got all that the Father has, All that he owns, it belongs to us this morning. But he says back in book of Romans, where we read that we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we can cry, Abba, Father. Every once in a while, we all look at our dads and think about our dads, or go back and reflect on something that we have heard, something we have seen them do, something that they have taught us. And I want to put this in for good measure. Not all fathers are male. And that'll get your attention on a Sunday morning, won't it? Because there are some men that are children that have grown up in homes where there's no father that's present. The mother has to be the mother and the father. And people say, I've never heard of such. If you go to the book of 2 Timothy, you'll find that Timothy did not have a father figure in the home. He had his mother, Lois, and he had his grandmother, Eunice, that was there to teach him. But in time to come, God sent a man into his life that become like a father to him. See, I got some of you scared there for a few minutes. Paul become like a father to Timothy. If you go back to the Old Testament, you'll find that Esther, when you read about her, you cannot find a thing about her mother or her father. But she had an uncle who become like a father to her. And his name was Mordecai. The Bible also teaches us about a man who grew up in a household that had a male in there, but he was not his father. The Bible says that Mary had a son whose name was Jesus Christ, but Joseph was not his father. But his father was the Holy Spirit. The Bible teaches us that we all, even us today, as fathers, and I want to give this and then I'll move on with my message, that every one of us as fathers have to be careful with everything we do because it could change the outcome of our children's lives for generations to come. How many of you remember the Bible where it says that Abraham would be called the father of many nations? But you see, when Abraham, before his name was changed and he was Abram, he took matters into his own hands with his wife Sarah, and he slept with his bond woman. And we are still paying for that mistake today. Amen? Amen? Some of you that's not following the pastor this morning, do we not have soldiers in Afghanistan and Iraq? And have we not had them in Iran and other places over in the eastern part of the world? All of that is because of one man's mistake. Help the pastor preach this morning. Out of Esau come all of the Muslim population in the world. And you say, well, you're blaming it all on Abram. Folks, us as fathers, we cannot throw too many stones at Abram because we've all made mistakes. I just pray that my mistakes doesn't cause my children to have to pay for them for generations to come. And no matter how many generations go on, we all know the Lord is our Savior. We can call upon Dad to come and help. I love that phrase this morning. When I read that in years past, Sister Carlene, my heart leaped with joy because I don't have to call him Father. When I call my natural dad on the phone, I don't call him Father. I call him Dad. That's my dad. And I'm just as proud of him as I can be. And I love him with all my heart. But you know, even him, I see mistakes. I see errors. I see it in my own life, Terry. But I'm glad that my natural dad taught me about another father. Amen. And when I come to the fullness of time at the right age, and I knelt down upon an altar of repentance, Jim, and I called upon him to save my soul, I met the best dad that there is in the whole world. Amen. Because I met a dad that has never made a mistake. Amen. I made a dad that loves all of his children. Every one of us are his children that's been born again. How many of you have made mistakes in your times past? And some of you, I wouldn't even ask you to reflect upon them because they've been so great and so broad. But you know what? The Father does not change his love for us based upon the mistakes that we made. He still loves us the same as though we had not made any errors at all in our life. He has a true Father's love. My children sometimes, and your children this morning, no doubt, sometimes when they make mistakes, it just gets all over my skin. And it gets to the point that sometimes I just want to beat them. And I'm just confessing this morning. And my children are older, you know that. But I still, Scott, sometimes I want to beat them. Amen? But then I think about, they're my children. And no matter what they've done, no matter where they've been, you may talk about them, the world may say things that's bad about them, but they're still my children and I still love them as much as I did before that event happened in their life. Amen? Every one of us this morning, we have that because our Father taught it to us. And I'm not talking about our earthly Father. I'm talking about our Heavenly Father who loves us more than we could ever expound upon. How many other fathers do you know would allow their only begotten Son to die for a bunch of folks like you and I this morning? That we might be able to become part of His family. And this morning, I got to put this in before I move on. I look at many of y'all's families, and I said this in years past as well, and I think I'd like to be a part of their family. I told the church several years ago that we buried so many of our loved ones up here at the cemetery, and I can't think of the name of it. Graceland, thank you. That sometimes the last time we was there, I was a little jealous. And Larry, I thought, instead of us, Becky and I, be buried over in Kentucky, I'd like for us to be buried up there next to all of our church family. But that was just a natural realm that was in my mind. But then, Steve, I went to what the Word of God says. It doesn't matter whether I'm buried in Graceland or I'm buried in Kentucky. When the trump of God sounds declaring that time shall be no more, we're all going to get up together and we will not have to cry for Dad anymore to come to our rescues and to help us. Jesus called upon Him and said, Abba, Father. In other words, a call for Dad. Dad, I need your help because I know that you can do all things. Anybody that needs a call upon the Lord like that this morning, that you look at Him and you say, my natural dad is limited and he can only do so much. And let's just face it this morning. There's a high percentage of homes that don't even have a father figure in them no more. And some fathers that have just ran off and shirked their responsibilities. But folks, we have a Heavenly Father who said, I will never leave my children. I'll never forsake my children. I'll be with them even until the end of the world. And no matter what you go through, your friends, your family may forsake you and leave you. But if you look to the left or look to the right, you'll see your Father walking right beside you every step of the way. Has anybody seen Him this morning walking by you in the trials that you've gone through? The Bible says that we receive this Spirit that we can cry, bear witness unto Him that we are the children of God. And I'm proud of my family, but I am more proud of my Christian family. Does anybody else know that you are a child of God this morning? Have I got any brothers and sisters in the house of the Lord? And I look around you at this house this morning as you hold up your hands. And you know what? As children of God, I'm just as proud of my brothers and sisters as I am of my mother and my father. People say, well, who is your mother? The grand old church is my mother. My Father is God Himself that loves every one of us. And if you don't know Him, He'll save you this morning as well as He did us. And give you the best home that you could ever hope for. He said that it would bear witness that we are the Spirit of God, that we are the children of God. And if we are the children of God, and this ought to make a Baptist church want to rejoice on a Sunday morning. How many of you knew that you had, that you're heirs today? And people say, well, what does the will got for me in it? I'm not talking about a natural will. I'm talking about a will that was written before the foundation of the world. I'm talking about a will that God had that all men, all women, all children, no matter what their age, no matter what time they was born in. God made heaven big enough that everyone to be born from Adam to the end of this life could be called a child of God and go home to be with Him. He made it that big. And He made it so that we are heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with Christ, that we may also be glorified together. And every one of us is going to have to go through troubles and trials in this life. Some of us, sometimes we look and we think we've had more than our share. Some of you today that are going through so much that you don't even know where to begin. You know what you need to begin with? Is go back to the prayer that Jesus prayed. Abba, Father, I know that Thou can do all things. All things. Whatever it is that you have need of today, God can take care of it. Has anybody else got that kind of confidence in Dad? Larry, some folks might think I'm talking about Robert Grammer. He's my father and my dad, my earthly dad, and I love him. But folks, I know that he is limited. He cannot do all things. When I was little, like these little ones that you got with you this morning, Charlene, and some of you other ones have got with you, I thought Dad could do all things. But as I grew, I found that there were things Dad could not do. But thank God, ever since I met my Heavenly Father, folks, the preacher told me that He could do all things. And there have been doubts even in my own mind that if God could take care of this or if God could do that. But one thing I have found, that if I call upon Him and I say, Dad, I need help, or Dad, I need You at this time. You know what I found? No matter what it is, no matter how small it is or how big it is. Has anybody called upon Him and said, Dad, I need help? And He's come down and just amazed you with the power that He has today. And just when I thought I've seen Him do it all, Larry Jones, He'll come back and do something that I still stand in awe. And I say, how did He do that? I'm still trying to figure out how He ever saved me. I am. And I'm going to close in a few minutes. People say, well, you're a preacher and a pastor. You ought to know how salvation works. All I know is I saw myself lost and headed for hell and destruction. And I bowed my heart and my life and I said, Lord, please save me. The best thing to ever happen to me was when the burden was lifted and I felt with all my heart that Dad had heard my prayer and He had answered it. I still don't know how He did it. All I know is that when I called upon His name, it works today. And it'll work for you. It'll work for you. Then listen at this. To close this morning, as Robin Sharon gives a song, he says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present life are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. You know what He's going to do one day? There's a host of angels in heaven. Follow me for just a few minutes of time. Everyone that is called upon Dad. Steve, one day we're going to walk into the portals of glory. And He is going to say, these are my children. Every one of us that know Him, He's going to say, these are my children. Now, angels, you step back. Because I don't care who's at the house. Nobody's more important than the children are. Angels, you step back. And I want you to listen to my kids sing a song for you. I don't know what the words are. I don't know what the tune is like. But I know this. Dad has got it all worked out. And you know what we're going to do for all eternity? We're going to praise Him for hearing us cry, Abba Father. Some of you this morning need to call for Dad. Some of you need to ask Dad to help you. Because you see, I know that my Heavenly Father can take care of what you're facing right now. Especially you that are lost and undone without God. He can save you this morning. And you will not be under the law, but you will be under the grace plan of God, to where you will be saved by His marvelous grace. And then, He said, in the fullness of time, God sent His Son. Did we not sing about that this morning, Rob? He paid the debt that you and I owed so we could get to the Father. While we stand, they sing a verse of a song. Why don't you call for Dad this morning? call for Dad to come and help you. We do it. We've done it. And even Christ did it. When He was there in the garden, He cried, "Abba, Father, I know that Thou can do all things. If it be possible, let this cup pass from me." Is that not what the Scripture says? No matter what it is that you stand in need of today, Dad can take care of it. Dad can fix it, Ot. He can arrange it as though it never was. He's able to take care of you this morning. Would you follow the Lord? Follow your heart right now. And let your soul cry out for Dad. On this Father's Day in 2011, you'll realize what Father's Day is all about. When Dad comes and rescues you right there where you're at. Call upon Him this morning. Yes. Abba, Father. Dad, I need help. Speak to me. I need help. Not tomorrow, not next week. But I need help right now. This day. Would you come, Dad? Because I know that you can. I know how powerful you are. Would you just come and help me? God, hear my plea. Yes. Anybody else that needs to make that step this morning? And allow the Father to come and help you. Yes. I decided it was time. Let God come into your life to where you will not have to see what others believe in, what others trust in, and what shapes their lives, but allow God to come into your own heart. Call upon Him. Call upon Him and say, "Abba, Father, come and help me."
Nothing at all. Then I
fell on yes.
my knees, crying, "God, hear my plea."
He will help if you'll call this morning. If you'll only call, the Father will come and help you. Aren't you glad that you got a Father that you can call upon?
Amen.
And you know what excites me? It's just like when I call my natural Father, He knows my voice as soon as He answers the phone. I've got a Heavenly Father, Steve, that when I call, He doesn't have to search and try to remember who I am. But He knows my voice. And when I ask for help, you know what the Bible teaches us? Everything that we stand in need of, it is God's will to provide us with all things. that we stand in need of. People say, oh, now you're preaching about the being, no matter what it is, God will provide it for you. There is a word that teaches us from God that says, no matter what it is, if we'll ask faith believing, God will give it to us. Do you believe Him this morning? Some of you haven't called upon Him for help like I have, evidently. And you say, well, why you say it like that? Because I know that no matter when I call upon Him, He's there, ought to hear and answer. Has anybody called upon Him early in the morning? Anybody called and said, Dad, I need help in the midday? And how many of us called upon Him at midnight hour and said, Dad, I need help again? And no matter how many times we call upon Him, you know what? He's always there to listen. Thank you, Larry. To listen and to answer our prayers. God bless you this morning. I pray that you got something from the Word, from this service. Happy Father's Day to all of our fathers. And I have my little gift this morning. And I appreciate that today. And I told Jim, I'll have to carry this with me because now I can tell if he's on the level or not. Right? That is a nice gift. I appreciate that. And it's not just Jim I have to see if everyone's on the level. There's some more of you I'm worried about as well. God bless you. Have a great day. Enjoy this day that the Lord has given to us. And for all you fathers, and I say this as well. Some of you may not be my earthly father, but I see you as my father figure. And I appreciate you because there's been a lot of dads that has shaped my life. A lot of them today. So God bless you. Have a great day. Remember, if you need help, call upon Dad to come and help you in your life. Have a great day. Have a great week. Remember Wednesday night, come back praying, expecting great things to happen.